Monty Lord. The next person to appear in the film is Monty Lord, a teenage lad with short dark hair, a pale complexion, and large grey eyes under dark eyebrows. The main photograph of him shows him seated on a wide charcoal grey sofa, looking directly at us, the hint of a smile on his lips. He wears a blue t-shirt with a white designer logo, Under Armour, on the chest, and blue jeans. His arms are folded across his chest and his legs are crossed. There's a pile of cushions to his right, our left, and a toy hedgehog perched on the back of the sofa. To the right, two more toys, Kermit the lime green frog with his arm around Miss Piggy in vivid pink with a white fur. The back wall is a very light green and the edge of a bookcase can be glimpsed to the left. Hanging on the wall above the sofa is a black and white print of a bridge over a canal. A bicycle leans against the metal railings beside a street light. Boats are moored either side of the water and the houses on the banks rise high on either side. It has the look of Amsterdam, perhaps, or Paris. Another photograph shows a display cabinet in a warm, glossy wood, its glass doors open to show the collections inside. There are trophies, toy soldiers, commemorative plates, silver tankards, plaques, medals, and a shiny silver box plus a few ornamental animals and figures. Monty's silhouette is caught in the open door to the right, as if seen through the glass or reflected in it. Another photograph shows Monty's football trophies, which he mentions in the film. Statuettes of footballers, alongside football boot trophies, line the windowsill. Six in total, of various sizes and made of different materials, brass, metal or copper. The view through the window is out of focus, but hints at houses and trees. In the film, Monty talks about his great-great-grandfather's watch. It has a clear face with Roman numerals and is attached to a silver chain. Also attached to the chain are a small key, a silver ingot, and a gold sovereign with the head of George V. The cipher on the Bible, which Monty mentions, is the royal monogram of George V. It stands out in dull silver against a white background. A crown above the letter G for George, the V for Five, and R for Regus. There are black and white photographs of Monty's great-grandfather meeting a very young-looking Prince Charles, and a colour photograph of a special pass and a green armband with silver emblem showing the three feathers of the Prince's royal crest. Also shown are the police badges and helmet belonging to Monty's father. One moment in the film captures Monty and his father looking out of a window. His dad shares the same dark hair as his son, but his just beginning to grey a little at the temples. He wears a purple sweater over a shirt with jeans, and his hands are in his back pockets. Monty has his hands in his pockets, and the two stand almost side by side, their gaze through the window. A notice on Monty's blue bedroom wall reads, "My cave, my rules, no women, refreshments welcome." And he is shown seated on his bed, images above him of a red telephone box, Big Ben, and a map of England overlaid with the Union Jack. Monty shows us his black belt for karate, embroidered with gold, A photo shows him in white kit, smiling as he receives a certificate, flanked by two officials in suits with golden ties. When he talks about his Manager's Player of the Year award, a photo pops up of him as a young boy, maybe about 5, smiling broadly as he holds up a Golden Boot trophy. Also in the film are close-ups of the graphics for the book, which Monty wrote when he was 7. The text reads, "Magic Potions." There's a drawing of a school and the text, "Everything appears normal from the outside." A close-up of an eye. The text, "Where the headmistress sees everything." And a drawing of a boy's face, hands clasped to the cheeks in horror, all very professionally executed.